The Alliance Theater will bring down the house, quite literally, as it begins a major year-long renovation soon. The current house will be torn down and reassembled during an enormous renovation that promises an ideal new setting for the audience and everyone behind the scenes. But the show must go on. So during the next year, the Alliance will take it on the road. Local roads, fortunately, and nearby venues. And here to tell us about it is Susan V. Booth, the Alliance Theater Artistic Director. Susan, welcome back.
Thank you, Lois. Good to be here.
Always great to have you. I was running out of cliches, so I had to finally introduce you. When you first arrived here, you surprised and delighted other members of Atlanta's theater community by inviting them to collaborate with the Alliance. Forget competing with the other venues. You embraced them. And now we want to hear about the spirit of cooperation unfolding in the 2017-2018 season.
We figured we had a once in a organizational lifetime opportunity with this off-campus year to celebrate the full cultural landscape of Atlanta and also to say thank you to people who for 48 years have been trekking to our doors in Midtown by going out into their neighborhood. And so we had this big idea, which was a year-long field trip where we would partner with some of the city's most wonderful cultural institutions and find programming that felt absolutely inevitable. So that when you traveled to, for instance, the Atlanta Botanical Gardens and saw a production of Midsummer Night Dream set very specifically in that garden, you had a feeling of, well, of course, where else would you possibly do this beautiful play but here? So that was the idea behind, the inspiration behind the great big road trip.
But it must have been difficult to coordinate. We got a chicken and egg dilemma here. Which came first, your decision about the plays or the venues?
It was a logistical Rubik's Cube. But it was really fun. What we started with was a map of the metro region where we first looked at where our subscribers and frequent single ticket buyers lived. Then on top of that, we put a map of where people with cultural affinities lived, people who maybe weren't Alliance regulars, but were museum regulars, were attendees at other theaters and other cultural institutions. We looked where the hot spots were, and then we looked for institutions, venues in those areas that might be open to a conversation. So we began with that list and some very beautifully received phone calls to people saying, would you be interested in a conversation? And as we got yeses, we then found the programming that sat inevitably in each space. So it was both a aesthetics exercise, and it's also an interesting math problem, because in our current space, we have a 770-seat house, a 200-seat house, 12 shows, and a desire to serve as much of Atlanta as we possibly can. While we're not replicating a 770-seat house and a 200-seat house in aggregate, we want to replicate the available inventory, if you will. That's a terribly business word, but we wanted to create an opportunity for as many people as typically come to the Alliance in a season to have that opportunity. We just wanted to do it all over town.
Well, who are the venues? Can you tell us?
I can. It's so much fun. So we will be doing, and I think this is a perfect moment of inevitability, we will be doing the stage version of Shakespeare in Love, the gorgeous 1998 film, has been set for the theater. And where else would you do Shakespeare in Love except for the longtime home of Georgia Shakespeare, the Conant Performing Arts Center on the campus of Oglethorpe? And really, if you want to do it right, you hire Richard Garner, the founder and artistic director of Georgia Shakespeare, to direct that production. So that kicks off our grown-up season. For the little ones, we're doing a production of Dancing Granny. This is Ashley Bryan's beautiful children's book. We're partnering with the High Museum of Art. They're going to do an exhibit of his visual work, and we're going to do an adaptation of his gorgeous choreographic wonderland, Dancing Granny, and it will be its own little tour. We're going to do that at Oglethorpe. We're going to do that at the Galloway School, and we're going to do that at Spelman. So let's keep going with adult programming. We're going to be at the Marcus Jewish Community Center with one of my personal all-time favorite rom-coms, Crossing Delancey.
Such a sweet story.
It's such a sweet story, and unlike Shakespeare in Love, it has the reverse origin story in that it was a play before it was a film. A lot of people know and love the movie. We are going back to the play, and that will be at the MJCC. We are, in fact, doing one of the raciest plays.
Ooh.
And I'm tempted to quote from it and test that button I've heard about.
Please don't.
That you hit when people say unfortunate things on the air, but I won't. Hand to God.
Oh, yeah.
Hand to God is a puppet show that you don't want to bring the kids to. And what I love about Hand to God is it is set in a church basement. It is, in fact, the story of a Christian ministry puppet that appears to have been possessed by the devil. And where else would you do that play except, I don't know, in the basement of a church that was taken over by Dad's garage?
Ideal match.
Right? And if people are offended by the language, I'll just say it's Kevin Gillies's fault. that's the arrangement.
Because he's so sweet, he will take the blame.
He's so sweet. We've actually shook hands on the fact that if it offends people, it's his fault. And if it's a wild success, it's all my doing.
Sounds fair to me. Well, among your major contributions since taking the helm at the Alliance has been nurturing young playwrights. How will that tradition be revealed in the upcoming season?
Well, our national graduate playwriting competition, the Candida competition, has begun the careers of some really extraordinary writers. One that we're right at this moment particularly proud of, in our third year of the competition, a young man named Terrell McCraney won the competition, and he's the guy that just picked up the Oscar for Moonlight. Well, this coming year, we have an amazing young woman named Alex Silber, who's written a play called Shelter. It's actually based on the true story of an American couple in 1939 who helped bring 50 Jewish children across to the United States to foster and eventually adoptive families to get them out of pre-Holocaust Eastern Europe. This piece will be premiered at Actors Express. And again, the pure logic of it, Freddie Ashley was with us at the Alliance when we created this program and has been such a profound champion of the community of writers who've come out of this program and is himself a phenomenal champion of young new voices. So that one felt, again, inevitable.
And there's another young new voice, one we've heard from recently with Jeray Holder.
Jeray Holder, whose work Too Heavy for Your Pockets was this year's winner, has written the adaptation of Ashley Bryan's Dancing Granny. So he will be back with us. We have a remount, which is unusual for us, but this was a piece we did a few years ago that Lois Wrights is here, was responsible for, called Native Guard.
Well, I think Natasha Trethewey's Pulitzer Prize-winning poetry was responsible. And Susan, I know when you read that collection, you instantly wanted to see it adapted for the stage.
And you were kind enough to host a dinner party and kind enough to seat Natasha and I next to each other. and good things happened.
Great things happened. And I'm fascinated by the venue this time for Native Guard.
Natasha Trethewey's investigation of, let's call it a alternate investigation of the American Civil War, is going to be happening at the Atlanta History Center in literal proximity to their fantastic collection around the American Civil War. And to have those two narratives sitting quite literally side by side is going to be an extraordinary event for Atlanta.
Yeah, and I mean, hats off to the History Center for their inclusiveness in recent years of, you know, showcasing everyone's history, warts and all.
Absolutely, and I have to offer a huge shout out to Sheffield Hale, who met this request with such an enthusiastic yes.
Absolutely. The Alliance has a great track record of holding conversations and events surrounding productions. How does the new season continue that?
We are trying, ironic as it sounds, in a season that is wildly anomalous, we want to keep as many things constant as possible. Every single one of our productions will be surrounded by the kind of deep dive opportunities for dialogue that have become a hallmark of our programming. The audience will have an opportunity pre and post show to meet artists and hear more about the creation of the work. We will be doing partnered events with the Center for Civil and Human Rights, with Emory Ethics, to dive deeply into the topics and discussions of each work. And that kind of programming energizes a city and does the thing that I think is most critical, which is to make theater essential for all of us. We are a platform, we are a town hall, and we are at a time right now that is critically in need of safe spaces for dialogue. That's our job, that's our responsibility. We'll be doing it all year long.
With this great inclusion of Atlanta Theater, of the entire community, would you talk about the Alliance's responsibility to Atlanta? I know this is something you take very seriously.
I don't think there's ever been a time when we are more in need of places where we can gather, truly listen to one another, speak without fear of being shut down, where we can return to the embrace of conversation rather than the exchange of rhetoric, and the capacity for empathy. I have a writer friend who referred to these days as post-compassion. Mm. That cannot be. We cannot inhabit a post-compassion age. Theater is built on a very simple premise, which is the life of another person is worth our time, is worth our attention, is worth our compassionate investigation. That's our job.
Susan Booth is the Jennings Hertz Artistic Director of the Alliance Theater. 14 years now?
15 years.
15. Oh, I love those round numbers. We have to have another celebration. When you gave your curtain speech before the opening of the Temple bombing last week, you looked around the theater sort of wistfully. I know how excited everyone is about the renovation, but you talked about how many great things have happened to you since you've been there. Susan, thank you for all the things you've brought the community in those 15 years. And here's to a bold, marvelous new season.
Thank you so much. And I invite everybody to take a road trip with us.
You're listening to City Lights on WABE, Atlanta's choice for NPR.